Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. Question: Can we trust the Bible? Answer: Since the light of nature leads many to expect a fuller revelation of God than nature itself supplies, it is reasonable to examine the Bible, which claims to be such a revelation. The surface evidence of its being genuinely the Word of God is strong. It is the oldest book in existence. It has outlived the storms of 30 centuries. It has found its way into every nation and language on earth. As to the contents of this remarkable book, the moral influence of the Bible on the human family has been uniformly good, and careful students of its pages are invariably elevated to a purer life. The writers of the New Testament were mainly personal acquaintances of its main character, Jesus of Nazareth, whose influence in their lives impelled them to set down for the blessing of future generations those things they had to learn from him and about him. They were not necessarily learned men, nor were they fanatics. They were men of sound mind, faithful to their convictions. The Old Testament writers were also, in the main, notable for their fidelity to God, though their weaknesses and shortcomings are impartially recorded therein. Written by many pens at various times under different circumstances, the Bible is not merely a collection of moral precepts or words of comfort. It is more. It is a reasonable, harmonious statement of the causes of evil in the world. Its only remedy and the final outcome is planned by the Bible's real author. The common line of thought interwoven throughout the whole Bible testifies to its being divinely inspired. In other words, it is the work not of men, but of a supreme being who desires to communicate his plans and purposes to such as will respond to the invitation. Come, let us reason together. It is a direct revelation of the Creator to the human race. Thank you for listening.